Okay, what am I claiming on that? Hashem, let's recite the Torah. We are going to Lasecha. Okay, we are continuing. Daruch Hashem, Chelek Dalid, Perek Dalid, and we are. Anyone have a? Yeah, we know where we're holding.
No,
we're up to. Page Kuf Tzadi Aleph at the bottom there. Umimash and Nichlal. So last time we began to talk about the idea of Ra in the world, that there's Ra in this world, and even the Ra is really the Rabbeinu Shalaylam running it, and it's all part of a big plan. It's a big plan HaKadosh Baruch Hu has that this world is going to get to a certain point, to its perfection, and even through the Ra, let's find where I'm in here. And even through the Ra, he's going to come to his plan. It might be in a longer route, but he's going to get there.
Perfection doesn't mean what we think, right?
No. The Shleimus of where Hashem wants his world to go.
It's getting a lot worse.
Right. Okay, so we're up to the words. So he says, what's further included in this inyan of yichud, is the idea of gilui amitas yichuda yisparach, and that is the revelation of the truth of Hashem's yichud. In other words, as we're going to say, we believe Hashem is echad. And Echad is Yichud, what we're talking about here, that he runs everything, and he is Mechayivus HaMetzius, and he's controlling everything, and he's recreating everything, every single moment, that we know. But the idea, the depth of this idea, is the Gilui, the revelation of that Yesod. And he explains, Vizeh. Kinei Kivar Biarnu, we already explained in Chelek Aleph, Sheklal Kol HaMesibois HaSoivois Boilam Hu, that the principle of all of the things that happened, the Mesibois HaSoivois are all the things that happen in this world, that occur in the world, Shinei Bar'a HaBoiris Baruch Es Hara L'Sheaviru B'nei Adam. The reason Hashem created Ra, and he talked about this Barichos and Chelek Aleph, is that Hashem created the Ra that we should remove the Ra. That is our job, and that's how you perfect the world. That's how you're misakin the world, is by removing the Ra from the world. V'yikbu ba'atzmanu v'abriyas ha'toif. And through removing the Ra, we will establish ba'atzmam, first of all, in people themselves, Ubabriya Sataiv, like we said, because Mesilas Yesharim talks about this. You fix yourself up, and that's Mesakin Asylum. You raise yourself up, you raise up the entire world. And that's the job of man in this world, is to be Mesakin himself, get rid of the Ra, and get rid of the Ra in the Briya as well. Vihine, Chukim Rabim Visharoshim Gidoilim Hushrishu Bo'inyin Hazeh. There are many laws and many fundamental principles that are hushrishu be'inyin hazeh l'sheyishtale m'chol chalokov uv'chinoisov. Which means to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the ability through many, many different avenues, laws he calls them, principles, to be mishalem in all different ways. What does this mean to say? That's really what the mitzvahs are all about. The mitzvahs are here, and we talked about this earlier in this chalik, the mitzvahs are here to help a person be mesakin himself and be mesakin the world. Now, let's go backwards. We know there's taryag mitzvahs. Now, taryag mitzvahs are only the shoroshim. The Gra writes that those are only the Sharashim. There's really many, many more mitzvahs. So all of those mitzvahs are here to be misaking different things. And we talked about that through Limud HaTorah and all those types of things. So Mimel, if you, just looking backwards, if we want to understand how much there is to be misaking, how many chalokim uvechinois, how many different components, how many different dimensions there are that need the tikkun, say in ourselves and in the Briah, So looking backwards, well, look at the medicine, look at the tikkun, and that's the Torah and the mitzvahs. Ki ulam, now why is this so? Like, why do you need so much? Because he says, ki ulam pratim rabim yimotsu be'inyan mitzvusa shal rab avriya. Because really, there are many, many, many details in regards to the mitzvus of Ra, the existence of Ra and the Bria. Number one is Pu'ulaisav. There's the functions of the Ra. And then there's Ushli Taisav. Then there's the control that the Ra has in the world. Upratim Rabim Kimoi Kein Be'inyan Yachusa Shal Adamimai. That's more, the Pu'ula and the Shlita, he's saying, is more on the global level. So evil Ra has functions on many different levels. But then there's not just on the global level, what about when it's regard to the person himself? B'mashu nosan tachtov, nosun tachtov. First of all, a person is placed under the influence of Ra. We're in a world of influencing us. And this is a Chelek Aleph, he talks about this as well. Umusam b'saychai. And we're also placed in its mists. Number one, a person is physical. Person is physical. Number two, he's placed in a physical environment. So there's nosun tachtov. That means the person is a physical, and the guf is physical, and then there is put into this world. And all of it has ra involved in it. Uve inyan his gabroi alof. And then there is that it prevails over, the other way around, I'm sorry, his prevailing over it. That means the person overcomes the Ra at times. Vizpatchay mimasarav. And then there's a level, not just overcoming the Ra at certain times, there's a level that a person is free from its shackles. This is like the Gemara tells us that there's a tzaddik and there's a beinoni and there's tzaddik and beinoni and rishayim. So the Gemara says in brachis, what is beinonim? Beinonim zev zeh shayftam. Both the yetzer tov and the yetzer hara are shayfet the person. And the Gaon says, what does shayftam mean? That means to say manhigam. Who is the one in charge of the person? So if you're a tzaddik is run by his yetzer tov. A rasha is run by his yetzer hara. Beinanim zevizeh shayftam. We go both ways, and that's where all beinanim bamis. Because sometimes we do taiv, sometimes we do ra. So that's his patchei mimasara, breaking loose of its shackles of the ra means I'm not the rasha. The rasha's run by the ra. I'm not run by it. But then there's v'chav shayesai. Then I conquer it. Then I'm the tzaddik who conquers it. Conquers it means that it's not shayfet me anymore. That the, probably b'derech roiv also, it doesn't have to be. Kein tzaddik baretz ha-shayas ha-tayv ha-layechta. But it means to say, again, that's the chiddush of the guy. We think of beinoni. Beinoni is the guy who's exact. Right, tzaddik is rubai zchuyes, and the rasha is rubai averus, and the beinoni is mamish. He's exact. What does that mean? I mean, it doesn't. You have to be mamish a gain to figure out every person's mamish exact. Is every person mamish even not one more zchus than one more avera? It can't be. So that's what the Gra is saying. It's not the vart necessarily in numbers. Who's in charge of the person? Who's in charge of the person? So hopefully we're beinin him. Right, the Gemara says by one of the Amiraim said, oh, what are we? We said, I'm a kagaina now, we're beininim. Beininim means to say that we have a mulchama going on. We have a mulchama. Sometimes the Yetzer Tov wins, sometimes the Yetzer Hara wins. There's no one who's clearly in charge of us, and that is shown by the mulchama. But then you get to the level of a tzaddik gomer, the kavshu esa, you even conquer it. So you have over here the Derech HaTorah Ramchal is telling us that we have in the world this inyan of Ra, and the inyan of Ra that a person, it has so many different levels on a global level, on a personal level, and that's where a person is put into there, into the control of the Ra, being as a person, being in this world, which is a physical world, and his job is to break out of it. The inyan mitzias hatayv. Now, what's the idea of good in this world? The inyan of taiv, as we said, the whole idea, he started off the paragraph in saying that we're supposed to remove the ra and establish the Toiv in the world. So what's the Metzias HaToiv? His Pashtoi is first of all the expansion of Toiv, viz Chazkoi, and then making it strong. How does that work? Kifi hikana harave v'kavshai. It's all dependent on how much you are able to overcome the Ra and to conquer the Ra. You overcome the Ra, that equals Toiv. And that's the job of a person in this world. Va'amnam, but he continues and he says, Shairish kol metzios hara, the root of the entire existence of Ra. Its functions and its rule, as we said, that has so many different levels and pratim in this world. But what is the root of all of it? Where does it come from, all of this Ra? The Yisaitis, Hu Halim HaBairi Yisparach HaSichudai. That means to say, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has hidden this whole idea that we've been talking about till now, Yichud Hashem, that means that the knowledge and knowing and clear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs this world and nothing else, the only way that there's Ra in this world is because Hashem has hidden that fact from the Bria. She'enai misgale ba'oitzem amitase l'kol. It's not clear, because if it would be so clear, there would mean we would know there would be no Ra in existence, and we wouldn't be able to do Ra. It would be so, the only way it's shayach that there's Ra in this world. And again, this is what Hashem wants. We said this last year. That's what Hashem wants. He's controlling all of that. However, the shayrish is because he's not showing. Ki ba'or panecha nasata lanu. Hashem, if he shows his face, his ar, Bar Pnei Melech Chayim. When there's the face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's light, there's Chayim, there's Toiv. That's what Olam Haba is all about. You bask Mineni Miziv Hashchina. Right? We say in the Tarachaman on Pesach night, Mineni Miziv Hashchina. When you have the Shechina, when you have the R of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, it's Kulay Toiv. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is really the whole Yisayid, the Mizil Zesharim, the same Ramchal talks about that, that's really what Hashem wants. And that's the beginning of this whole Sefer as well. Hashem wants to be Meitiv. Hashem wants to give us that wonderful existence of basking in His glory, in His Shechina. And that's the most unbelievable pleasure that Shaykh ever in the world, that we can't even fathom. But He wants us to earn it. And the way we earn it is by being placed in this world of Ra and this world of Chayshech, and then getting rid of the Ra and the Chayshech in ourselves, in the world, and earning that type. That's what it's all about. We are put here because there's the concept of Nama de Kisufa we mentioned once before. Pshada is, it's when someone gives you something that you don't earn, it's shameful. So you don't earn something, you have to take a handout. It's not so pleasurable. It's Nama de Kisufa. It's bread that is embarrassing because you didn't earn it. Hashem wants to give us the schar, and this is all part of the godliness of Hashem. Hashem is a meitiv. Hatoiv, umeitiv l'roim v'latoivim. Hashem is a meitiv. And when He wants to give us the toiva, He wants to give it in the best way possible. And if He's going to give it to us as a present, which by definition is going to mean that we're going to feel like we're takers, and we feel like we're just getting handouts, so the taiva itself is not even a full taiva. So He wants us to earn it, so the taiva we should get. The Meshech Chachma and Parshas, last week's Parshas, Vayichi says, that's the inyan that that if Chas V'Shalom, a person becomes an avel, so the first meal that he receives after the kvura of the mace has to come from outside the house. The Sudas Havra that's given has to come from a neighbor. It's not allowed to be cooked inside the house. It has to be from somebody else. So the Meshech Chachma, like, what's kind of funny halach is this? What's the aside? So the Meshech Chachma says, the aside is like this. Because when a person is nifter, so the relatives are very sad and it's very painful. And it's possible they could think to themselves, we don't understand, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, if you're going to take them back anyways, why do you give them in the first place? Like, what's the whole part of this whole life business? This whole life cycle of being born to die. Who needs all the pain and everything that comes along with it? So we say to the person, there's a reason for it. Because if Hashem would just give him straight Olam Haba, he didn't earn it. It's not geschmack when you don't earn it. You don't feel good. It's embarrassing. It's Nama de Kisufa. So we're going to bring you a raya to that. We're going to bring your araya. Your first meal, you're not going to be able to eat from your own. Got to get it from the neighbor. It's not so geschmack when it's somebody else's food. So that point when the person's most susceptible, right after the kfura is the most pain, he's most susceptible to that thought, right away we say, look, put it in perspective. Not geschmack eating Yenim's food, right? Same thing. Might be painful for you, but there's a reason for this. And there's a reason for Achai Yiten Aliboy to realize that we're here to earn something. And that's what he's saying, that we're here to earn it. It's the Rabbeinu Shalom, these are part of the Rabbeinu Shalom's plan. But it comes from his hiding his yichud. She'ini misgale bo'itzam amitasa l'chol. He's not revealing himself in his truth to everyone. Uchafi shira helem, the more helem there is, kachu shir kayach mitziyusa shal ra. They go hand in hand. You can have the mitziyus of ra. Let's say in the times of Beis HaMikdash, there was an idea of Gilui Shechina. There was still Ra in the world. It wasn't like it's going to be La'olam Haba when everything is Mesukun, but the Ra is less because there's Gilui Shechina. The less Gilui there is, the more Ra there is, they go hand in hand.
I always had a shayla on this. I asked Rosh Hashivas and never got an answer.
That's on tape, you can ask me. At least I don't have to embarrass, but I know the answer. Yeah.
Should I ask or should I?
It's okay to ask. If I don't know, I don't know.
All feelings are created by who? Hashem.
Yeah.
So too the feeling of Havat Chasupa. Who made that feeling? Hashem. So don't make the feeling. Give me a lot for free. if you want to give Hatava, the best Hatava, what kind of answer is this? No, because then we'll feel bad. Why do we feel bad? Oh, because we have feelings. Who made that feeling? Hashem, take away that feeling. Don't make that feeling. Just give everybody free Yom Abba.
To give out free gifts.
But why is it not? Because there's a feeling in Abba Chazupa that the Neshama feels.
Listen, Hashem,
that feeling is not a...
Hey. Okay, I hear.
And if you didn't earn it, you should also have it. At least you have second best. Well, why did you get it again?
No, but once you send up the system. Once the system's in place, Okay, even with Gehenim, you'll earn it for the scar that you earned, you're going to get it, right? Gehenim ends eventually, yeah. Right? You get. It doesn't knock out the good that you did.
Adam Arishon was almost on that Madrego.
He almost
got it for free. Meaning,
but he had a choice. He had one choice to earn it, and he lost.
It was almost 99.9% there. Now we're in the Bidiyavid
situation. Right, we're in the Bidiyavid situation. Correct. Yeah, correct.
It was almost.
Correct. Correct. But in the side of it, even on the Mauritian, Hashem wanted him to earn it. It was one choice. But earn it with your choice, and we're done. Right? That's what he wanted. Okay, so let's see. V'shayrish kol bitul harava avarosay v'ikava kol abriya batayiv. So when the root of being mevatel all the ra, getting rid of it, and making sure that in this world is now established toiv, that is gilui amitas yichudi yisparach. Because toiv is the revelation of Hashem. So that is the job of the world. And this is the last pasuk at the end of the Shiras Hazino when we talk about the history before the history happened. We're foretelling the history of the world and what's going to happen. We end off at the end. Hashem ends off. Ru'u ata ki ani anihu ve'ein elikim imadi. Rabbi Hashem saying, Ru'u. The point is to get to the time of seeing clearly that there's Yichud Hashem. That's the goal. V'chasuv lemanteidu v'taminu. Yeshaya Navi says that you should know and you should believe. L'fonei le'inai tzarkel v'acharei le'yia. That's the job, to get to that point. So the end, the point of Tikkun Abriya, that's going to be when we reveal that it's clear HaKadosh Baruch Hu is B'yichud. Well, through our actions it's going to be revealed. Through our actions we'll cause him to reveal himself. Right? We are making Taiv in the world. Right, so but now that we're but th- so that makes Ra. So through our Taiv,
and Tov is the opposite, it says.
Right, but our job is to get rid of the Ra to bring the Taiv. Right?
I'm not the one who's hiding Hashem and Sichud.
No, Hashem set up that he's hiding. So our job is to reveal him. Getting rid of Ra, by definition, and bringing Taiv to the world, that is the revelation of Hashem. We're peeling back those layers.
But it is also within ourselves, because
and in ourselves as well.
There's different madrigas in Olam Haba, and it all depends on what you did here, that you will be able to experience Hashem over there.
There's two levels. There's the level of that Olam Haba that we talk about, Lachar Misa, which is Gan Eden Gehenim.
That's not Olam Haba, Olam Chalav refers to.
Right. So, oh, so you're referring to the next Olam Haba. So even there, there are levels. Correct. You're right. Correct. The Ramchal says earlier. Right. Correct. Yes.
So the Tov is inside of us. It's all the question of how much are we receptive of Tov. That's the experience we're going to have in Olam Haba.
Okay. Could be. Yeah. All right. So we have to remember, Hashem is not changing. He's constant. But he's just not revealed. So that's what's going to happen. But the chiddush is, and I just want to finish the next paragraph tonight, so we get to the punchline, at least of this part, and that is that Klal Yisrael, who were zeicher to the Torah, yoidim ha'emes hazeh u'meidim alav gamata. We know it's true. We know Hashem is echad u'shma yechad. We know it. We know Yichuda Yisbarach. We know it. We don't see it clearly. It's not revealed to the world. But like we learned about, even the Ra is all from Hashem. And we're me'idim alav gamata. The rest of the world, till they see it, they don't believe it. But we know it. V'nehu ma'asham ha'kosuv ha'tem eidainu ma'asham. Hashem says, you're my witnesses. V'zeh schus gadol lanu. Maridik ezach, the Rabchal says. Maridik ezchus for us. That we are the only ones who are able to be made Hashem is echad. So now we're getting to what Kriya Shema is all about. At least the first stage. It took us a while to get here. Klal ha'anhoga shel olam hazeh mischalekes la'anhogas hayoyim v'anhogas halayla. K'mosh zecharnu b'chelek shlishi perek rishon. In the chelek shlishi where he talks about nevuah. He starts off with dreams and all types of stuff over there. And he talks about the difference that the world was created in two different parts. There's day to work and there's night to rest. So there's two anhogas. There's two different ways that the world is running itself. Uvechol biker uvechol erev. Now here he adds, every morning and every evening, mischadshim astarim. So the orders of what are going on in the running of the world are made differently. There's different order for the night and order for the day. Umishmaris hamalachim litlafkidam. Even the malachim have different jobs depending on what's going on day or night. Kifiseder anhaga, the way Hashem set up this world. So since the day and the night are sort of two different hanagas that are going on in the world. V'ulam anachnu b'nei Yisrael, therefore we, Klal Yisrael, nischayavnu lahoyr al mitas yichud yisbarach. So we have to bear witness, and we have to testify, Hashem Echad. There's nothing else in the world but Hashem. He's running everything. And it's not enough to say it during the day, because there's different things going on at night. So you got to say it again at night. It wasn't only the daytime stuff that is Hashem Echad, and at night he's sleeping. No, at night it's also Hashem Echad, even though there's different things. B'chol ha'bechinois. And we are testifying it in all the areas. All the areas means everything we talked about so far in this parak. Pirush. Be'im b'vechinas ha'metzias. Whether we're talking about in the perception of the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shu levadai ha'motzi ha'muchrach. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one whose existence is absolutely required. As we started off this parak. B'chol anim tzoyim, and everything that else is in this world, mimenu hem nitzoyim. They just come from him. He is the only one that's muchrach in this world. Uvoi tzluyim, and they're dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be'im b'chinas ha'shlita, we talked about in the aspect of control. He's the only one who controls anything. Any power that there is in this world that's running is only because Hashem's powering it and giving rishus every moment to continue to go. Whether we're talking about from the aspect of guidance. Even though there's many movements in this world, G'dayla is great movements, V'amuka is deep and profound movements, Ein ha-mesabiv alecha, there's only one mover. One mover, V'ein ha-tachlis alecha. This is referring to the goal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, where to get the world to. There's only one goal, there's one kayach that is moving it towards that goal. It could go a straight route, it could go a circular route, whether we choose Tov, we choose Ra, but there's a goal we're going to get to. The Hainu Hu Yisbaruch Shemayim Esaviv Esakol El Tachlus Hashleimus Hamiti. V'haf Al Pishen Dover Ze Goliata, even though, like we said, we don't see it now, the MS Hine Amitis HaDover Kachi. The truth is, that is it. V'chein yigala v'yivada b'soif hakol. So this is the end of Ois Aleph here. It's a long time. Like I said, Perek Dal is a very long Perek to be Masber Kriyishma. But the first Yisayid we've learned about Kriyishma is the concept of Yichuda Yisbarach, which we said, he's saying here, he just summed it up. There are three aspects to Yichud Hashem. Number one, he's Mukhrach, there's nothing else. His existence is Mukhrach. Number two, the control, all kayach is only from him. And number three, there's a goal that's going, this everything is going towards a goal that he is controlling. And even though that's Yichud Hashem, and we don't see it now, but we are the Eidim. So Memela, every single day, twice a day, once during the day, and once during the night, we have to be made and say, Hashem Echad. Excuse me, when you look around at the world, it doesn't look that way. It doesn't look that way. It looks like there's Ra, there's other Kaiches. Doesn't look, things are going down the tubes. The world doesn't seem, like you said, it's not going to look like it's going to its perfection. It's going who knows where. But we don't know exactly how it's going to happen. That's going to be by Yemahu. That's going to be a Lashon of Yediyah. V'yadata Hayoyim. There's going to be Yediyah. But today, we know it, not Pateris Yediyah, that we see it clearly and we feel it, but Yedi in our hearts because we're Maimon and we know it's MS, and therefore in the daytime when there's certain things going on and the nighttime when there's other things going on, we have an obligation to get up and be Meyid Hashem Echad. And that's the Aleph Beis of Yichud Hashem from the Sheish Mitzvah Tmidiyos, and that's the Aleph Beis here of Kriya Shema twice a day.
This is the goal of the world at large, or each individual goal?
Both.
Meaning,
no
matter what I do, the goal
correct
that the Rosh Hashanah has for me is going to come out?
Yes, that's what I was talking to Herschel about. It's Mamash Beferish and Mishnah Brura and Hilchas Yom Kippurim, that he says even for every person in his existence, is that Rosh Hashanah has a goal and you're going to get there. It might take you 14 Gilgulim because you didn't choose the right Malach, or you could choose the right Malach. He says, look at Yaina. That's why we read Yaina, right, says the Shaar Tzion, on Mincha, on Yom Kippur. Because the person will say to himself, you know what I mean? I'm not going to do it anyways. If I was like, I'll die and finish, I give up. And look at Yaina. Yaina said he's not going. And what happens? He ends up on a Sfina. He ends up in a fit. What happened at the end? He went. If he would have chosen right, he could have got there much straighter. So it's not only on a globe. Ramchal's more global level. But it's Negei HaYochid as well.